USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
On the first night of the four-day-long Democratic National Virtual Convention, former First Lady Michelle Obama called nominee Joe Biden a profoundly decent man, who she says will tell the truth and always trust science. In his address to the party faithful, Senator Bernie Sanders said,
"If Donald Trump is reelected, all the progress we have made will be in jeopardy. At its most basic, this election is about preserving our democracy."
President Trump again referring to the Democratic nominee as Sleepy Joe Biden, as he made several campaign stops, including some in Wisconsin yesterday, where he said Biden does surround himself with a lot of tough people.
"And they're smart, but we disagree with them very, very strongly. They're mean and they're angry."
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's health care costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by August 31st, and you can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have. And start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The Trump administration's announced it will open up 1.5 million acres of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge to oil and gas drilling. A document signed by Interior Secretary David Bernhardt will open up the entire 1.56 million acre area of the refuge's coastal plain. Commissioner at the Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation Jason Bruhn says that state is one of the safest places to extract oil.
"When it's done in Alaska, when it's done in the coastal plain of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge, it's going to be done in the most environmentally sensitive way possible."
The Natural Resources Defense Council says the oil industry threatens the wildlife and pristine landscape of that area. Nearly 500 pounds of meth was seized at the southern border and is now in the hands of federal authorities. Customs and Border Protection saying they discovered the drugs in a truck they inspected near Laredo, Texas. That meth had a street value of close to $9.5 million. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
U.S. House Democrats have called a special session for this upcoming Saturday for members to address issues with the U.S. Postal Service. An emergency bill aimed at blocking recently enacted cost-cutting measures at the Postal Service will be on the table less than 3 months before the presidential election, when millions of Americans could end up voting by mail because of health concerns about in-person voting during the ongoing pandemic. The funeral for Robert Trump, President Trump's younger brother, is now scheduled for Friday. President Trump making the announcement yesterday, saying that he's likely to hold a small service at the White House that day for his brother. The younger Trump, who was 71, died on Saturday in a New York City hospital after reportedly suffering brain bleeds from a recent fall. Colorado is now showing off its new marijuana vending machines. The CEO behind them says they are tricked out, with a touchscreen to take and fill orders. Customers can buy flower, edibles, and vape oils without having to interact with anyone. The checkout system simply requires ID. The machines are at Strawberry Field Dispensary in Pueblo, with more headed to Aurora later this year. Massachusetts will also be getting them next month. You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.